This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Gravity, prices are falling so fast. We're checking for a crater. Volkswagen priced like lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one else sells for less. No one. Got two NFL preseason games tonight, 7 o'clock. Cam Ward and the Titans going to take on the Falcons. And at 10 o'clock, it's the Chiefs and the Seahawks. The Marlins, they are back in action tonight at 7:10, taking on the Red Sox up at Fenway Park. Sandy Alcantara will get the start. The Heat, they've released their 2025-2026 schedule. They open the season away on Wednesday, October 22nd, against the Orlando Magic. And Inter-Miami back in action against the LA Galaxy tomorrow at 7:30. I'm Dan Day. Now back to the Joe Rowe Show here on 560 WQAM and 104.3 FM WQAM Miami Sports Leader.
All right, welcome back in here on this Football Friday. I want to let people know our training camp reports on WQAM are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable, accredited programs, day or evening, hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careeratayear.com and launch your future today. Omar, I got to give you credit, man. Omar Kelly here with us. I'm Hollywood Dan Day with us as well. You have done a good job of promoting the video stream here, and you've got the chat going here. You've got everyone fired up this morning. It's the power of Omar Kelly and his social media reach. He reaches far and wide. He's a very popular, trending individual, and he's got our chat going this morning here, Omar. And I'm just enjoying it. I see people going after each other here, and a lot of yelling happening. You've done this, by this is all you, Omar. You have started this.
Half the time I supposedly start things, I have no idea what's going on because I just say what I say and then I move on to something else.
Like you do say what you say. You said something yesterday. You called the team. You said the fans are as mentally weak as the team. You said it. You just dropped a grenade. You left, and you just see the carnage afterwards, right? Is that kind of what you did?
That was a statement that I said leading into the joint practice after fans like you were basically like, yep, season's done. We got bullied by
the team. I didn't say the season was done. I wasn't there. I wasn't at the practice, so I can't give you, like, my honest opinion on the practice. I wasn't there. I'm not in Detroit.
Neither was the majority of the fan base, but the season was over. Dan Day, was the season over yesterday?
All I can tell you is I go by what I hear. And Omar, you have colleagues that were there. We had people from Detroit on the last 2 days in a row.
Yep, it was bad.
They said that the day one practice was the worst practice in the history of football practices. So that's all I can go by. And Omar, you said the same thing. You said you spoke to some of your guys from here. That said the same thing, right?
It was bad. He's right. They put up a minute long Amon-Ra St. Brown highlight tape of him embarrassing the Dolphins. Like, what media relations team does that if they're not flexing on you? Like, it was a minute long. Mm-hmm. It was a minute long.
But it got better yesterday, right? At least it
It got better. They got a
little direction to go at that point.
And keep in mind that, this is not an excuse. I know you think I just make a laundry list of excuse, but the Dolphins are like Wednesday. Hell, Jermaine Ifedi, who sucks as a backup left tackle, he suffered an injury. So imagine if the guy who's there as the number two left tackle
sucks. You just hit us with a he sucks twice now? Wow, twice?
Imagine if the number three comes in and he's worse than the guy who sucks. Imagine that.
Well, what's worse than sucks?
Putrid. That's where their backup offensive tackle
something else too. I don't think we're allowed to say. We're on the FM signal now, man. We got to be careful.
Listen.
I think sucks as far as we can go, Omar.
I've said this from the beginning of training camp when I was watching it. I told you the backup offensive linemen, they're much more of an issue than the secondary. Much more of an issue. You can get by with what you got at the secondary. If something happens to Patrick Paul, season is over. Overdone. Right,
let's get to Florio on this one here. Ryan Mozzarella, who says who has a New York Mets icon. I think the Mets have lost like 13 of 15. Is that what I heard driving in here? The Mets suck. Says Florio has less of an IQ than me.
Stop.
So there we go. And by the way,
media empire.
Mike Florio is like really smart. He's a former lawyer and very smart. And he's made a ton of money.
I think he's a present lawyer. You can't. Yeah.
That's true. He's not a practicing lawyer, but once a lawyer, always a lawyer. Is that what you're telling me?
No, that's not true.
I think he still has his license. This is the question we should ask.
But nevertheless.
No, once you pass the bar, you don't have to get re-examined.
I think he made many millions with his pro football talk. Yeah. Anyway, we'll get to Mike Florio. If anyone has anything for him, send it over. We're happy to relay your questions and concerns to Mike if you would like to. But Mike Florio will join us next on WQAM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com. As we bring in Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. Mike, thank you for the time as always. Appreciate it.
Guys, how are you today?
We are good. And Mike, all that we heard from the Dolphins' first joint practice with the Lions was it was the worst practice in the history of football practices. And it went how a lot of people, I guess, thought it could go in a bad way for Miami. Second practice, a little better, but is it overblown, Mike, or are these problems with the Dolphins real, and should people be concerned?
Hey, I thought the worst football practice in the history of practices was last Friday against the Bears. What happened? Was this week even worse than that? So this is what happens when the joint practices take on equal, if not greater, importance than preseason games. We don't get to see it. We just hear what happens. And, yeah, we see clips on social media, but things can tend to take on almost like a legendary quality, an urban myth as to how things went. It's probably never as good or as bad as it's presented. But at the end of the day, there's going to be 17 games this year. The Dolphins are going to be out there on the field. We're going to see what they can do. And certain things are objectively undeniable. Tua's rough performance last Friday against the Bears, objectively undeniable. He admitted that he talked about it. And there were examples of the Lions basically pushing the Dolphins around, Amon-Ra St. Brown having his way with the defensive backfield. So there are reasons to be concerned, but we're still 3 weeks and 2 days away from the first game that counts.
I say this, Mike, as somebody who actually covers that team, and it is a painful experience, but I think it's open season on the Dolphins when most of the fans don't want the GM around. They don't really have a commitment to the head coach. They feel like if he's attached to the career, they want him fired too. And I think the media picks up on it as well. Do you think that those teams that are on the hot seat just become the punching bag of the national media?
Yes. Yes. And I think, look, anybody that's in this job, especially covering the NFL nationally, people will ask who's on the hot seat this year. So we look around at the teams. We look at how they've performed. We look at what we think the reasonable objective expectations are. And the reality is any team in any year can make the playoffs. Now, I don't know that any team can win the Super Bowl, but with seven berths per conference now, any team, no matter how lost they may appear as week one approaches, can win enough games in the NFL to get one of the seven playoff spots. That is not impossible, because in recent years, I thought it was, and I was proven wrong. Bengals in 2021, I thought they had no chance. They almost won the Super Bowl. Texans 2 years ago, no chance. They win the division, make it to the final eight. Any team can make it to the playoffs, because it just takes a few things to go your way early, and the next thing you know, you have confidence no one expected you to have. But there is a quality to the Dolphins currently that makes them stand out, whether it's the Tyreek Hill drama, whether it's the delayed handling of both Jalen Ramsey and the tight end who got traded to Pittsburgh, that for whatever reason, my brain is not firing properly this morning as to his name.
Jonnu Smith.
So there's just, and it just feels like it's an up or out year for the Dolphins. It feels like there's an urgency. It feels like Stephen Ross isn't going to tolerate this any longer. But at the end of the day, he's the only one that matters. I mean, we can project and we can speculate and we can say what could happen, should happen, would happen. All that matters is what the guy who holds majority stake in the team wants to do. If he wants to bring everyone back next year, he will, whether they make the playoffs or not, whether they win a playoff game or not. So there's just a lot of factors. And I think the other thing, too, that hovers over the Dolphins, and it's undeniable, they're the one team that has a quarterback where we feel like it's a coin flip proposition if he's going to stay healthy. Like all the other teams, we're reasonably sure, although we know guys are going to get injured, we look at them and say, okay, well, they got their quarterback. And something crazy can happen. There's always a chance for a fluke injury, but everybody's got their quarterback. Tua's the one guy we look at and say, well, it's just a matter of time before he has another concussion. And I'm not saying that's right or wrong. That's just the way it is.
Mike, I want to follow that up with, Mike McDaniel talked about how these opponents in the joint practices in the preseason were intentional. The Chicago Bears, the Detroit Lions, they want to up the volume on their physicality. Do you think there is a easy way, or at least it's doable, where you can change the toughness of a team from finesse to, hell, respectable?
Well, you got to make some selective decisions in free agency. You got to bring in some badasses who are going to change the attitude from within. It also wouldn't hurt to make the throwback uniforms the permanent uniforms, because I'm telling you, there is an element to how you look and how you feel. And those throwback uniforms, just the way that they seem even better than they were back when they wore them as their main uniforms. There's a toughness that oozes from the throwback uniforms that just is not there in the current base uniform. It just isn't. So toughness is an attitude. It's a look. It's a vibe. And there's only so much of the roster you can turn over in any one year. And there's only so much that Mike McDaniel can do in one year to show up and be different. You know, we've talked about this before. Like, all of a sudden, it's like the teacher who all of a sudden decides he or she is going to change. Once the students know who the teacher is, it's hard for the teacher to change without the students saying, huh, look at this. He thinks he's going to change. He thinks it's going to be different. And Mike McDaniel's best selling point has been his authenticity. So for him to make some organic change into a tough guy, that's not going to go over. So I don't know how this works short of finding a guy who is somewhere between Brian Flores and Mike McDaniel. And I'm not advocating for McDaniel to get fired. I'm just saying there's only so many times you can say culture change, culture change, culture change until the inescapable conclusion is coaching change.
Mike Florio here with us on WQAM. Mike, you talk about culture changes, and I want to shift over to Shedeur Sanders and the Browns. He obviously got big numbers TV-wise for his debut, and I think people are very intrigued by him. The question is this. He's not going to play this weekend. Is he even going to make that roster? Like, how is this going to shake out there in Cleveland? I know everyone on that roster in that quarterback room seems to be hurt, but what's going to happen with Shedeur Sanders?
You know, when the history of the first two decades of the 21st century is written, it very well could be that the biggest contribution Juju Smith-Schuster made to the sport of football is the phrase, the Browns is the Browns. Because it's just, I keep coming back to it, because no matter what they do, no matter what they try to do, no matter how it feels like they're turning the corner, something happens with the Browns. And I thought it was great that Shedeur came out and had a spectacular game, relatively speaking, last Friday night with limited preparation because he's the fourth string quarterback. He's not getting the practice reps. I thought it was great. It was a repudiation of the attitude that the NFL has toward anyone who doesn't approach the Harry Potter sorting hat ritual the way that they should, with deference and just be glad, be honored and privileged that you're getting to be told where you're going to move and live and work, even if you don't want to move there or live there or work there. And I just like the fact that Shedeur pushed back against that with his play. And then he gets injured, and he's got an oblique injury. And now we just have to see how it shakes out. They've got four quarterbacks on the roster, and they've got Deshaun Watson, and they've got Tyler Huntley there because they've got too many quarterbacks injured. They're probably going to end up with four guys on the active roster going into the regular season. They're not going to cut Shedeur Sanders. I think he's shown enough to stay on the team. Plus, as a fifth-round pick, he's cheap. Dylan Gabriel's not going anywhere. I thought Kenny Pickett was the one who was vulnerable, but they may feel compelled to keep him around. They may carry four quarterbacks on the 53-man roster, which I don't think has happened very often because you're robbing Peter to pay Paul, and every extra quarterback you keep is one less player at a position of need, and you've only got so many guys around. So it's just the Browns is the Browns. I keep coming back to that. No matter what they do, the Browns is the Browns. I mean, I talk about the Dolphins embracing their throwback uniforms. Hell, the Browns should consider a complete and total overhaul all the way down to the name of the team. And I'm kidding. Before this gets played in Cleveland, and I think I'm serious, I am kidding about that. But it just feels like something that is never going to go away for that franchise.
Mike, I want to ask you this. Is there any thought in your mind that they could be shelving Shedeur to possibly trade him?
Well,
his stock's not going to get any higher.
Hey, Omar, when you consider the justification they gave for drafting him, right? It's an asset. They're picking at number 144, and they're looking at their board, and one guy stands out as clearly better than anyone else who's available to pick number 144. And why in the world is he still there? Well, he's still there because, again, the collective attitude of the NFL, how dare you not show proper respect to the draft? So he slides and he slides and he slides. And they grab him, and they view him as an asset. I hadn't thought about that. But, okay, he comes out, he plays well, stock goes up, and now we put him on ice, and we wait for someone to call and offer us more than what we invested in him. It's like anything else. It's stocks. It's buy low and sell high. The problem is the Browns spend too much time obsessed over things like that and not over, you know, building a successful team with all the pieces and no distractions, especially too many quarterbacks. And just as the fans are starting to warm up to Shedeur Sanders, they trade him. That would be a Browns move. They may have something in Shedeur Sanders, so let's trade him. I mean, analytically, it makes sense. But I feel like the Browns are so desperate to have a guy that is the long-term answer. I feel like they need to ride this out and see what they have in him before they make any final decisions.
One more for you here, Mike. A name that seems to pop up on our text line every morning is John Gruden. And maybe you can help us with the legal analysis on this. Is he going to end up in the NFL next year when all this stuff that's going on ends up working itself out here? Is he destined to coach in college? What do you see from John Gruden here in the future?
Well, hey, guys, it's been a bad week for the NFL and the court system. Both John Gruden and Brian Flores, their lawsuits against the league, very different facts, very different circumstances, very different claims. But the NFL has a knee-jerk reaction when they get sued to try to push the case out of the court system and into arbitration. And not just any arbitration. Arbitration is presided over by the commissioner. And I call it, because it is, a secret rigged kangaroo court. They don't want us to know what the facts are. They don't want us to know what the status is. They want to be able to secure an outcome that is favorable to the league. And the court system has rejected, both in Nevada and a federal appeals court in New York, rejected this approach by the league to try to pull these cases into arbitration that is ultimately presided over by the commissioner. So both guys have a tiger by the tail now. And I think the case is the same for both Gruden and Flores. Do you parlay your circumstances into a head coaching opportunity? I don't know that there's an easy way to do it from a negotiating standpoint. I don't know if the league can offer you a head coaching job to settle your case. But I think that there's reason to wonder, you know, if the NFL is feeling nervous about how these cases turn out, does the league make that leap of faith that if we make this guy one of the NFL's head coaches, do we take enough steam out of the lawsuit that we can maybe get a reasonable settlement and get out of this thing without it becoming a big mess? I could see that more so with Gruden than with Flores, but I think the mindset and the potential reasoning applies to both guys where, hey, if we can find a way to do the right thing here, and I think Flores is a better candidate right now to be a head coach than Gruden. I mean, when Gruden came back to the Raiders, he really didn't do anything. The only reason he was still there is because Mark Davis wanted to have a cool friend and he didn't want to move on from Gruden. I think Flores, what he's done with the Vikings defense, he's on deck to be a head coach again. I think it would be smart for the league to give these guys fair consideration because maybe it takes some steam out of their lawsuits if they're back in the NFL as head coaches.
Wow, very interesting. Mike, thank you for the time. As always, we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. We're going to take a pause. When we come back, Joe Rose will join us live from Detroit. We will preview tomorrow's game between the Dolphins and the Lions, preseason game number 2. That is next on WQAM.
Sports lives here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.